Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Pour up those wines and pour out those hearts. This is Tracy Talks presented by Basic Sellers. Cheers! Hey girls, I am so excited to announce my podcast, Tracy Talks, presented by Basic Sellers. Now, I'm sure you're wondering why. Like, why? And it's because I've been very experienced in the dating world. I have girlies all the time come to me like, Tracy, you've got to start a podcast. Like, Tracy, there's not enough podcasts. Tracy, there's not enough female empowerment podcasts. We need more girls helping other ladies like navigate this really tough thing called relationships and dating. And I have been a girl who's had, I've done everything under the sun. I've dated red, black, green, yellow, polka dot stripes, you name it. I've had red flags, I've had green flags, I've had yellow flags, whoop, 15 yard penalty. I've done it all. And I've never once had like a very successful relationship. So that's why I think qualifies me to tell you how to better do like your love life. So cheers. And I bet you're wondering, Basic Sellers, what's that? It's like my new favorite wine. And I'm literally blown away because we have a sponsor already. This does not happen. It doesn't even make sense. But Basic Sellers, they reached out and they're like, Tracy, we see your content. We love you. We think you're perfect. And I took that to mean like I was just one of the kind of stand out from the crowd type of girl, like not like other girls, just like all of you girlies. And so embrace basic. We live basic. We drink basic. I'm having their Italian white wine because something about me is I love Italy. That's something about me. And I don't know if you girls have ever even thought to go there or like seen, but I love it. So this is going to be amazing dating relationship podcast. And to help me out today is my second half cousin, Mikey's. Everyone say hi, Mikey.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Wow. You look like somebody.
I get that a lot.
So he's going to help kind of moderate and send me some questions. And you guys sent in some amazing submissions, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Quite a few.
Quite
a few that we're going to get to today.
So there's Basic Sellers is getting their money worth. That's what you're saying.
Oh, for sure.
Basic, pay me. not 70%. No, not 70% of what a man makes. Pay me everything. So we got some amazing emails from females. Keep sending those in at tracy@treykinney.com because I am under the Trey Kinney umbrella. People say they think we're long lost siblings or something. I don't get it. Some girls even think he's like kind of cute. I do not see that.
Really?
I do not see that.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's get into it. I can't wait to hear from it's our very first one. This is a big deal.
We should cheers to that.
Oh, of course, yes. Mikey's got some basic. He's got the California Pinot Noir.
Yes, I've got the red.
I can't wait to get to that one next because let's be honest, Tracy, I don't stop at one glass. Okay.
All right. So our first email comes from Ashley, and Ashley's been married for 2 years.
Ashley, I love that name.
It's a great name. It's spelled in the traditional way.
Okay. Would have never thought.
She has a problem that he talks nonstop, and how does she get him to not talk so much? Tracy, she needs your help.
Right. This is big. And this is her boyfriend. She just says
married.
Married.
2 years, but with him for 6.
So she's kind of locked in.
Yeah.
I wonder, yeah. Were his vows like long winded or did she not mention?
She didn't mention that in the email specifically.
Okay. I just didn't know if she might have. Listen,
her email was rather short, to be honest with you. So
so that she's a woman of few words. And I respect that. And she's like, I'm married to a certified yapper.
Yes.
Yappatron over here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we in, Transformers? So I would say, girl, Ashley, I hate to do this. And listen, I'm not doing this just because they're a sponsor. I genuinely love the products, but I would just get some Basic Sellers and shove it down his gullet.
That would work.
And that'll keep his mouth full and he'll be happy. And, you know, the great thing about wine is sometimes it makes you sleepy. And he seems like a guy who yaps a lot and gets sleepy. So if you give him enough wine, I bet that would really solve your problems. Actually, thank you. Next.
Tracy, when you drink wine, do you think that you talk more or less than normal?
I think I'm more thoughtful with my words. Yeah, in a weird way. Like, I'm different in that way where if I have a glass of wine, it just kind of calms me down. And I become a big words person. And like, words are so big for me, and like the way words are used and the way I listen to them go into my ears and the way I speak them out of my mouth, I just become really, you're going to hear that that's why I have a podcast. That's why everyone wants me to have a podcast, because I'm really, really good I'm a words girl. And so I'm just excited to share my wisdom because I've just been through it. I've been trenches. Hey, where do you live? You live in a studio? You live in a studio downtown? You want to come over for a drink in the trenches, girl? Who else we got?
All right. This one comes from Courtney Rose.
Courtney.
And yes.
What's up, girl?
So this is kind of a horror story. She wants to get your feedback on it. So she did dating a guy for about 8 months. He lived in Michigan, which she says is the worst state. And that should have been a red flag for her. And she lived in Iowa.
True.
She decided
was she in the Mitten or in the UP? Again, I've been to the UP. UP standing up, say something, because I've never met one up there.
She didn't mention that again, but she did say that she moved to Michigan for this guy, mm-hmm. right?
Right. And down bad.
She sold her house, then moved to Michigan, and about 9 days later, on the eve of her birthday, he breaks up with her. Because his mother said that she didn't believe the same things as her. And she says they're basically in a cult. What are your thoughts on that? Well, how would you have maybe handled that differently? Would you have gotten up and moved for any man?
Does that answer your question? That's ridiculous. She moved for him. And before her birthday, which is like a big deal, she deserved, what was it? Was it like a 30th or anything? It doesn't matter. Half birthday, big deal. This is good sausage. And she was dumped right before her birthday after she moved to a trash UP. That's messed up. And it said she's in a cult.
It basically that they were part of a cult and she didn't believe what they believed. And
no details though.
No. No details, but
girl,
have you ever like?
Don't stress. I have found myself in a cult for love, and we'll get to that in a later segment where you listen to me whine segment. It's a great segment we're working on because I don't want to. I can't possibly help and empower women if I'm not vulnerable myself. So I want to share that later. But girl, and what's the advice she wants? Is she just venting? Is she just whining?
Yes, she's
good.
She's basically good. Saying, I'm trying to move on still, but it still annoys me.
This is a safe space. And I agree, you should be annoyed. And what he did was not cool. And I don't legally, I can't like fully endorse this, but I would burn his house down. And basic sellers could be really great, like fire starter. Listen, which would be another great, like, and allegedly. All right, what else we got?
All right. This one comes from Shay. And hey, Queen, I'm assuming she's talking about you. I don't have a dating question, but I have a lack of dating question. I've never been in a relationship, but a lot of guys won't make the first move. Since we're both cool and confident girlies, how would you make the first move on a guy that you like?
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't really listening. I was looking at myself in the camera.
Yeah. Okay.
Would Which, you like again, me to read that again? Like, that's a female empowerment. And that's okay.
For sure.
And I love... the way I look, I love my basic sellers crew neck. And so what did you say exactly?
Okay. So basically, how do you make the first move on a guy? Or do you? Is that something that Tracy does? Like, have you ever made it?
Okay. 100%.
Suplex. How do you do it?
Like picking them. Oh. I also thought it was a really good idea to have a podcast where I have a charcuterie board and I like eat and chomp during it. So that apricot is good. I'm a big fan of making the first move. And I think it's a really parochial mindset to think you can't make the first move. And a lot of these girlies, they walk around, they're just waiting, they're waiting. And no, I make a move. And if I see what I want, I go and I go talk to them. And a man loves that. He loves when a woman takes charge. And I think this girl should not be. What was her name again? Ashley or Sarah or Natalie?
Shay.
Shay.
Yeah.
Spelled S-H-E-A.
No, S-H-A-E.
S-H-A-E. That's great. Like Shay Mooney. Dear, oh.
Like Dan and Shay, right?
Yes. Love them. Mm-hmm. And I'd go right up to him too. I'd go right up to Shay Mooney. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
I've got about 8 inches on him. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'd go down the yellow brick road, buddy.
What is your like pickup line? Like what's your first thing you say? Or do you just kind of like put out the vibe and let, you know, do you make the move without words sometimes?
Yes, that's key. A girl needs to make themselves presentable. Like I like to go up and you just kind of stand by a guy and you just kind of do a shoulder. Like even just a light décolletage, just a light décolletage shake. And if he sees that collar scone, he's going to take a bite is what I've learned. And so just be your truest, most beautiful sense of yourself. And every woman's beautiful and every body image is beautiful, whether you're tiny or you're huge. Just go do it. Go up there like a little bitty, tiny little gopher, or go up like a blue whale and make your move. What else we got?
All right, this is from Keisha, and I think that this is something that you would actually have really good advice on, is my man doesn't want to do fall things. Pumpkin patch, walking through the foliage, drinking pumpkin spice lattes, corn mazes, etc. What do I do?
This is a big one I hear all the time this time of year. Oh, I was about to pour some. I hadn't even finished my other one. Oh, that's good. I'm going to switch to the red. Listen, I get this all the time this year. And every girl knows there's nothing better. It's a special time of year. You get the fall foliage. There's pumpkin patches. You can go carve pumpkins. You can go carve your face. There's usually discounts. You can go apple picking. You can go watch a spooky movie, drive-ins. Like, there's so many fun new things to do. And if you have a man that's, like, bringing you down, then, like, my advice to you would be I would be to burn his house down. I'm kidding. That was the basic talking. I would, you know, I'd just have a talk with him. And I'd try to say, hey, listen, can we get together and can we sit down? I just really... I'm concerned about a relationship because you're not taking interest in my interests. And I'd say, could we meet somewhere to talk? And he's going to say yes. And you go, he's like, where would you like to meet? And then you just drop a pin at the pumpkin patch.
Perfect.
And he's like trapped.
Now, do you think that, you know, fall things are only in October? Like, when does fall start for you?
Well, I understand. I don't know about Keisha, but I truly believe fall is a mindset. And for me, fall is all year round. Because the other months are kind of give me the other months and the other seasons give me the ick. Like, oh, summer is great. Like, great. I have under boob sweat. Like, I don't listen, girl. I don't know how it's so hot that my A's have sweat under them, which, you know, shout out to you, my girls. I don't know what Keisha's working with, but listen, hot. Oh, winter. Burr. I'm freezing cold. I can't even get out of the house. Spring. Spring, raining, wet, gross. Fall's the best. So I do it all year round. It's a mindset. And if your man, so my point is that if your man's like, oh, I don't want to do this. It doesn't matter that it's fall right now. What matters is that he's not even getting his mind right. And men who don't have the time to get their mentals right for you won't even do it for themselves. If you don't have good mental health for yourself, you won't have good mental health for anyone. And you'd die alone.
You said that you're a words girl. Words are really important to you.
Indubitably.
The season, the mindset of fall has two words, autumn and fall. Which ones do you prefer and why? What's the difference between those two words?
When that first leaf changes, I don't say autumn. I don't say fall. I say fallelujah because it's a praise. And I believe in a deeper, like I don't want to get too deep too soon on the podcast. And like I said, you know, I've had a whole bottle of wine. It's a single serving, which is part of the poll. I'm not saying that just because of their sponsor. It's a praise, right? I believe in a higher power. And I think the higher power every year just demands trees to die for my benefit. So hallelujah.
Awesome.
Mikey, you're a great family, family over everything. You're a great cousin.
Thank you. I don't know how we are actually related, but I'm just, do you know that we are related? Is that a thing?
Is there another question?
Okay. Jessica.
I love this cheese. I'm obsessed. It's like chives.
Jessica with two S's. Normal way. My boyfriend often wants me to rub and pat his belly like a dog. Is this normal? Should I just go with it and not complain? And then I would just also ask, is there anything that you've done for a man that was unique and not normal?
Rub and pat his belly like a dog.
Yes.
Hmm. Thank you, girl. Thanks for sending this in. That is like a, that's interesting because most guys want a back scratch, but the belly's interesting. And if he has like nice washboard abs, then that's great. But I feel like she's writing that in because she's dating a little fatty, fat. And that's amazing because we're a body positive podcast, 100%, not just for women, for men too. So if you got a fatty fatterton and you're like, there's like lint in his belly button.
That's so good.
And that's like really, you're not sure what to do about that. I just, love is love. And you've got to really commit to the guy you're with and through all his flaws and all his, and I think flaws in another way, you could put nooks and crannies, and you've got to love him for every cranny and every nook. And if he wants his cranny rubbed and his nook scrubbed, I think you're obligated to do that. So
they do say the way to a man's heart is through his belly.
Yes. So. And I think basics, like a bottle of basic sellers would really help you kind of get through that.
Great.
All next right. question. This is so good. You girls are awesome. I really feel like I'm helping.
You're doing a really good job, Tracy. All right. So went through a bad breakup. This is from Becca. Went through a bad breakup. So she
Becca, no way. Yes. I never thought I'd talk to a Becca on here.
So she joined an online dating site. This is before apps. So I don't know how old Becca is, but there weren't apps at the time. And met this guy. He's great. He bought a plane ticket to visit for a weekend, and I was sold. I couldn't wait. Made all the plans. He got off the plane, though, wearing the same outfit and shoes my dad was wearing. My dad was not cool. They were literally twinsies. I was dying inside. He got his bags, came to my place. Or I went to my place, and then I got him a hotel. And she faked being sick all weekend so that she didn't have to hang out with him, and saw him again when she drove him back to the airport because she got the ick so bad. What are your thoughts on that? Have you done anything like that? What are your thoughts on having your guy dress like your dad?
Wow.
There's a lot here, I know.
Listen, girl, I get it. I don't like hey dudes either. Just a moment. I need a drink thinking of hey dudes. Now, I've dated a lot of guys, right? And I've dated cool guys, I've dated nerdy guys, I've dated tall guys, I've dated short guys, I've dated fatty fattertons. And one thing I really struggle with is if you have no swag, if you have no riz. Like, if you're from Ohio and you were born in a skibbity toilet, I struggle. And, like, reasonably so. Like, you don't want to date some guy who, he has a belt with whales on it. His belt just has whales all over it. Okay, good luck saying my whale tail, boy. Style is important. And as you can tell, I have an amazing style. It's me. It's unique. It's Tracy. From head to toe, it's Tracy. And I just think that a lot of ladies, we want to maybe find our dad. It's like a weird deep down thing. If you're lucky to have a great dad, you want to find a daddy who's similar. Maybe even a zaddy or a baddie. It's like a basic daddy. But it is tough. And I think if you could just, if he's receptive to your encouragements, because we've all seen the girlfriend effect where a guy's a total dweebosaurus rex. Ooh, found his fossil, a new dinosaur discovered. He was under a rock in Sarasota, Florida. If he's responsive to your critiques and your recommendations to his style, then I think you've got a golden guy because he's under your control and you can manipulate, but he's yours. But if he's like, no, babe, I love my boat shoes, even though I'm on land. You have a problem.
Have you ever dressed any of your men?
There's this one guy. His name was Jeremy. He, you know, he was a lot of what I wanted. He was 6'5". He had great traps. He had a good job. But he dressed like a janitor who was going to play pickup. And it just, I was like, Jeremy, what if, oh my gosh, there's a sale. And I got you these like nice raw denim jeans and this like cool camp collar button up knit shirt. Like, I'm like, oops. And he was like, I'm not going to wear that. And I was like, oh, okay. And we dated a little while, but after like the third time, I got a run-in with one of my girlies in public, like out to dinner. And I looked cute, obviously. I have my outfits are thoughtful, they're mindful, and I'm sitting across from a guy who looks like, you know, I don't know, Mr. Magoo styled him. It's a problem. And so I had to unfortunately break that relationship off due to the very like surface level problem of his outfit choices, but that's important to me. And what's important to you is important to you. And that should be empowered. And that should be important. And that's what we do here on this podcast.
All right. This is from another Ashley. Surprisingly.
Cheers, by the way.
Yes. Cheers.
I'm so,
how do you like the red?
It's so, listen, Pinot Noir, Pinot Noir. Get another glass of me.
Yes.
Woo! I might call Jeremy, but yes. it's really light. It's really easy to drink. Yeah. But it's good. It's not like some, it's like the grape juice. Like, it's complex like me. That was important to me with our sponsor as well. When they came to me, they're like, we want to sponsor the whole podcast. I was like, okay, what are we talking? And I said, listen, this podcast is going to be for women, by women. It's going to be complex. It's going to be, there's going to be layers to it. It's going to be complicated, but fun. It's going to be refreshing, but sensitive. And they were like, this is really, really weird, but that's like word for word how we describe our wine. And so I was like, okay, I have no choice. What's next?
Ashley.
One more, and then we're going to go into a couple segments.
Okay. Ashley says, my boyfriend keeps putting off proposing because all of our other friends are getting engaged in planning. Is this an acceptable excuse?
Say it one more time.
So Ashley's boyfriend keeps...
We have another Ashley.
Different Ashley.
That's why I got confused, which I'm shocked by.
Yeah. He keeps putting off proposing because all of their other friends are getting engaged in planning, and she thinks it's an excuse. What are your thoughts?
This is tough. I've been in a scenario where girls are getting hitched left and right. And so you're kind of like, you know, I had a scenario once with family where they're like, we're going to go. We were going to celebrate, like we were gonna have a wedding shower, but it was your engagement party. So we didn't want to, like, you know, love happens like that. But love's important between girl to girl too. And you want to be respectful of that. But if it's a guy who's stalling, like if the girl that's stalling, I would always believe her. If a girl was like, don't do it yet, I want to be respectful of my other girlies, I'd always believe it. But if a man has an excuse, no. I think he's stalling. He's scared of commitment. He's like, oh, there's so many people getting married. Let's wait. I want to get married. So I think Ashley, who wrote in?
Ashley
wrote in.
Yeah.
Her friend Ashley.
Ashley's boyfriend.
Ashley number two, you need to put your foot down. You do. And you can send him this video. And I think he would receive this well, because I've been through it. I'm a 24 year old woman that has been through a lifetime of dating. My first date was 12. I've been doing it. Engaged at 14. Married and divorced, 17 and 19. I've been through it. And I think you just got to have a serious talk with them. And what I would do is I would say, listen, babe, I really, really, I'm so sorry I'm getting a call. Hello?
You?
Hey, I'm recording a podcast. Can I call you right back? This is my manager.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I love that he knows you're in character.
Yeah, he's so funny. He was probably calling me like basic once they want more. I'm like, oh my God. I would say, babe, we need to talk. This is serious. Meet me at this location. You say, where is it? It's a pumpkin patch. Mm-hmm. Let's get to a segment called Let's Whine About It.
Yeah, it's time to wind down.
No, not
no,
that.
No, that's right.
Okay, see, lucky we're family. We're lucky we're family. This is the only way I would hire a man. Is if we're family. Let's whine about it. And it's me coming clean. Because I listen, girls, I don't want to offer all this advice if I'm not going to be vulnerable myself. So I want to offer you a personal story of mine that I went through to make you, just to, so you know that I've done it. I've been through it. And there's this time I dated a guy. His name was Maxwell. And we met online. And we met through one of the apps. I won't say which one. We were swiping. And I was like, oh, okay. It said he was 6'3", and I kind of didn't read any other details at all, and I just swept right. And he's like, meet me here. So we show up, and I get the address. I'm just going to meet him, and it turns out it's the penitentiary. And I was kind of like, okay, maybe there's a pumpkin patch here or something. Like, I thought it was, like, cheeky or, like, this is so funny, or, like, maybe we're going to serve and help the prisoners. Like, maybe he's got a sweetheart. And then when they escorted me and then they frisked me, and I was like, oh, he like hired people to tickle me. This is really like zany. But then when they set me between him and that sheet of glass, I kind of knew he was a prisoner. And so I was kind of like, what the heck? I feel like this is an important detail. And he's like,
I'm sorry. You were fine. And I got Wi-Fi.
And we just talked and we hit it off. And, you know, of course, I was going back and forth. Like, should I date a prisoner? Should I date a prisoner? And it was tough because I really liked him. We really had a flame. There was a connection like that. We touched through the glass and it was like, I don't know, it was like when I don't know if you remember the movie The 13th Year on the Disney Channel movie, when they touched through the glass when he was a dolphin boy. It felt like that. And it was tough because he's like, he was a convicted felon for a conspiracy to distribute drugs to minors at schools across several state lines, and he fled the country and was extradited. And there's just a lot to weigh. And, you know, anyways, we ended up dated up for 9.5 months and it didn't work out. But I learned the hard way that, sometimes love, there's things getting in your way that you have to just decide if you want to fight through it or not. But unfortunately, the US federal legal system is a worthy opponent to your lovemaking, and I had to call it off. Let's wind down.
Let's do it.
It's that time to wind it down. And I want to end each episode like this, girlies. An affirmation. Because the fact that you even tuned into this episode, you should thank yourself, because it means you care. It means that your love life, your future, your goals, they matter to you. And so even that in and of itself, you deserve a thank you. You deserve to sit down with your inner self, open a bottle of wine, cheers, and say thank you. So do that. Just in this moment, close your eyes, relax, let your bosom relax, sit down with your inner you and say, hey, little Ashley, hey, little Keisha, thank you. You showed up today and you're going to find love and your love's going to find you. Please give us 5 stars and give us a great review. And this has been an episode of Tracy Talks presented by Basic Sellers. Cheers. Thank you, Maggie. Cheers. And we will see you next week. Toodaloo.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.